This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Power Hour. It's another beautiful day. We can all be thankful to have a roof over our head and the sun coming up and that we're all still breathing. Isn't that a wonderful thing? My name is Sam. My friends call me Redneck Nana Sam. Daniel will be back tomorrow. He's been doing a lot of traveling, as you know, and I'll be sitting in actually for all 3 hours. So I would ask for your kind forbearance and tender pity. I mean, I'm not new to radio, but I am new to the Power Hour Nation, and it's just such an honor to be here for the next 3 hours on my own. So I'm hoping you'll help me out. We might even have a couple of questions for you while we're doing news during the first hour, because it's always important to get what you think out there as part of the Power Hour Nation. Now, we've got some good things coming up today. We're going to be talking about the Hydro Aquanetics H2O system, a water purification system. That's going to be in hour two. And one of your favorites, international name expert Sharon Lynn, wife, will be back. And she'll be talking about your name and what the predilections of those letters and sounds mean for your life. We want to say good morning, but also good evening, too, because this show airs at different times in the country, and we actually have a few new stations that have come on board. And we want to say hello, hello. Hello to WSNL, that's AM 600 and FM 106.5. That's up in Flint, Michigan, Saginaw, Oswego, Thumb. On a clear night, you might hear us in Midland and Bay City, Michigan. Also, WLCM, that's up in Lansing, Michigan. And they're picking up the Power Hour in Dawson, Beecher, Burton, Davidson, and Mount Morris, Michigan, if I read those coverage maps correctly. I think I did. And then we also have WTWZ, that's 1120, and FM 102.5 down in Jackson, Mississippi. They're hearing us in the midnight hour, and our signal should be heard in Canton, Crystal Springs, and Tallulah, Mississippi. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad to have you on board. Well, we're just going to have one quick story before we get started in the hour, and that's going to talk about this huge wave of depression in our world. Obviously, things are going on that people are very upset about. The World Health Organization says that worldwide depression has increased 18% between 2005 and 2015. 300 million individuals are suffering from this disorder, according to the World Health Organization. And there's a Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo, who's a mental health expert and a psychologist, and she says, you know, the stress, the jobs, the poor nutrition, the tyrannical governments, well, she didn't say that part, but this constant strive for perfection can certainly contribute to depression. So she gives us a couple of ways to really think about it and how you can overcome and have a better day. Number one, savor the moment right now. Maximize whatever positive experience you have. Could be a new food. Could be a smile at the grocery store. It could be the glow of the sun or that dew that comes up on the land in the morning. Practice gratitude. Many things to be thankful for. The ability to swallow, chew, take a deep breath. Think about the things you do have, not the things you don't. And you can learn to control your thoughts. Practice quieting that brain from negative thoughts and recall words or experiences that are pleasant and positive. And here's a real simple thing to overcome depression, and that is to smile. Smiling triggers neuropeptides and allows neurons to communicate. These feel-good neurotransmitters are dopamine, endorphins, and serotonin, and you don't need a pharmaceutical to smile. It's as natural as it gets, and it's contagious. And you may cringe when somebody says, why don't you turn that frown upside down? And it's true that our media babble and the potential for economic, social upheaval and the drumbeats of war and our children bearing the brunt of the last 100 years of chemical concoctions, it could be excruciatingly difficult to force your lips and your lower jaw into the upright position. But if you try it, and if you even practice it, you may discover that those ancient words of Solomon, considered to be the wisest man, was spot on when he said, a merry heart doeth like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. This is the Power Nation. Thank you for listening.
you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health, and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now, we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
To the Power Hour. It's about 8 minutes past the hour. So happy to be able to be here and sit in this chair. I'm so honored to have been coming a part of the Power Hour Nation. We'll have some news today, and of course tomorrow, the Joyce will be remembered at the Scrivener Murrow Funeral Home. This is in Versailles, Missouri. Now I always say Versailles, but you know, tomato, tomato, and I apologize for that, you know, we're in different parts of the country. But most importantly, the woman that you all have been listening to and learning from and admire and respect and love will have her celebration of life tomorrow. That is the eighth day of the month, tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can get directions on Google Maps. It's at the Scrivener Morrow Funeral Home in Versailles. Again, I usually say Versailles, so please forgive me. They really don't want flowers. They have asked, in lieu of flowers, they would like to have memorial contributions to the Rolling Thunder TXP. Now that's P.O. Box 6009. Let me look at that one. 60009. Houston, Texas 77205. Rolling Thunder at TX2's major function is to still publicize the PAL MIA issue. So we just take a moment to remember Joyce this morning. No one can fill her shoes. I won't make any attempt to, but I can certainly work with Daniel and carry the torch forward as a truth seeker and someone who desperately wants her nation back and freedom to say and speak and be able to disagree if there is a disagreement in a civil manner. You're listening to The Power Hour. France is going to ban sales of petrol and diesel cars by 2040. This is from The Guardian. France will end sales of petrol and diesel vehicles by 2040 as part of an ambitious plan to meet its targets. They're still under the Paris Climate Accord. Emmanuel Macron, that government, has announced. It comes one day after Volvo said it would only fully make electric or hybrid cars from 2019 onward, a decision hailed as the beginning of the end for the internal combustion engine's dominance of motor transport. When I read this story, it really reminded me of a book that I have in my library, and it's by a man named Edwin Black. And he's an amazing historian. I'm sure some of our listeners are familiar with Edwin Black. He has a book called Internal Combustion. I think it came out in 2008, and it really tells the absolute story, all the subterfuge, all the conspiracy, all the intrigue of why, in the very first place, we had the combustion engine over the electric car. Because when the cars were first being built in our nation, that decision hadn't been made yet. And Edwin Black's Internal Combustion really details historically, with documentation, how corporations and governments addicted the world to oil and derailed all the alternatives. You'll read about the 1980s electric cars that were subverted. Burned, really, how gasoline and smoke were sold as sexy. And if you remember the electric mass transit vehicles, yes, they were destroyed. Internal Combustion is the name of the book. He's written many others. Tremendous researcher, tremendous writer, books that really document what actually has happened in the world when a lot of times we don't know because what we're told is certainly not the reality. Other books he's written, War Against the Weak, The Transfer Agreement, and IBM and the Holocaust, that book, a tremendous book that talks about the early days of IBM when they had punch card machines way before what we have now, and they put those punch card machines, they gave those to Germany, and they were able to keep track of certain items. Tremendous books. Well, speaking of punch cards and IBM, Google has a large group of academic and corporate experts working together in what is known as the Brain Team. This team is supposed to get resources and access to projects that are impossible to find elsewhere. That's because they've got the money, the clout, and the government support to do just about anything they want. The Google Brain Team has six specific areas of concentration: algorithms, natural language, robotics, healthcare, and there's a couple others, but they're all connected to Google's overarching agenda, which is basically to know everything we think and do and control our lives. They're determined to unleash deep learning and artificial intelligence in every aspect you can imagine. Now let's talk about the world of healthcare. CNBC reported that Google Brain Team is focusing its deep learning expertise to ensure that hospitals can improve health outcomes and make more money. Most medical institutions have their own technology staff who could sort through, you know, they sort through reams of digitized hospital data. But see, that's a gold mine to insurance companies, and they're clamoring for it. And Google's AI, artificial intelligence, far exceeds any in-house capability of a hospital. So Stanford Medicine, the University of Chicago Medicine, and UC San Francisco all made agreements to share with Google millions of patient medical records, so that Brain Team hungry AI can be fed. Now, in this instance, all the names and identifying marks were stripped before the data was shared. And what is hoped in this collaboration that Google AI can analyze and, quote, help hospitals take proactive steps to keep patients healthy. If AI read a radiology report and finds indication of a disease that a radiologist missed, well, maybe that would help, because, but there's no name on the x-ray. So I'm not sure if it's about predicting outcomes or if it's really making a difference or they're just trying to make that deep mind smarter. Now, in London, Google's London-based subsidiary DeepMind did not strip the names and personal information. They gathered up 1.6 million medical records from the United Kingdom's health services. In 2016, New Scientist reported that at first, DeepMind publicly announced they were going to work with London hospitals to simply help, quote, monitor patients with kidney disease. But in reality, the company didn't just take kidney-related information. They collected all the hospital patient data with plans to eventually make predictions about any disease they want. In addition to medications, diagnoses, treatments, admissions, the information obtained by DeepMind included names of visitors, all day-to-day hospital activity, a patient's HIV status, and intimate details concerning overdoses and abortions. Not one patient gave their consent. Not one patient even knew that their confidential medical history was being shared. And that's just the beginning of what will likely be a global health data mining collection process. Algorithms developed from this will be worth billions. Professor Suhabat Basu teaches information technology for the UK's University of Leeds. He had an interview in a magazine called Epoch Times, and he describes today's culture as being a state of flux. He says there's two tidal waves going on, and one wave is the unprecedented power, the data processing power of AI. Now, the second wave, he says, is the progress being made in medicine. But his bottom line is actually a chilling endgame as these two cultural tides move forward. This is what he says. This is a quote. When we move these two together, we will get external systems that can monitor and understand our feelings much better than what we can by ourselves. But is that a problem? Once big data systems start to know me better than I know myself, authority will shift from humans to algorithms. Now that is a chilling prophecy, and Google is in the center of it all. You're listening to Power Hour Nation. Wow. I mean, it's happening, folks. DeepMind is everywhere. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Vaccinating premature infants can increase neurodevelopmental disease risk by 660%. This is such a tragedy. Anthony Mawson is a PhD and a visiting professor of epidemiology at Jackson State University Public Health. He's a renowned epidemiologist. He's got 50 published studies. He's had honors from Harvard, Iowa Public Health Association, NATO. He's raised $10 million in grants and all sorts of things. But when he wanted to research the health outcomes of children who had been vaccinated and those who hadn't, he had to depend on charitable organizations for funding. That's how tight this is. The CDC has never done studies. No one's ever done a study on the outcomes of who is vaccinated or who isn't vaccinated, but he wanted to do it, and he couldn't get any money, and he had to depend on charitable organizations. Now, what he found, according to the WorldMercuryProject.org, they worked with homeschooling associations in four states, and they found families who were willing to participate. They involved 666 children. 39% were unvaccinated. The most stunning statistic and tragic was the increase of neurodevelopmental risks when vaccines are given to children born prematurely. So when a child comes out, 2 months early, they'll vaccinate that child as being 2 months old, even though that child came out 2 months early. It's associated with a 6.6-fold increase. The child having a neurodevelopmental disease if they vaccinate that child, that's autism spectrum disorder, hyperactivity disorder. It's just terrible. Dyslexia, dysgraphia, writing disorder. There is no associated link to an NDD just because the child is born premature. The study indicates that injecting the vaccination into the premature increased the odds by 660%. Additional findings showed that vaccinated children were 30 times more likely to experience rhinitis, 2.9 times more for eczema, 5.2 times more for the risk of learning disabilities, and autism. Fight the Study. You're listening to Power Hour, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about G20 and Agenda 2030. Maybe you can weigh in on it after the break.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Power Hour. So happy to be with you today, and I just want to give a shout out to Blake. He's just been so kind and speaking in my ear, and I appreciate him. Engineers have always been my favorite people through the years. They're just great folk, and they make everything all work together. When we come into hour two, we're going to be talking to about the Hydro Pack, and then when we come to hour three, we're going to be talking about your name. And Sharon will be here to talk about your name, and she'll be taking a lot of calls, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and of course Alan Gossett in hour two. I have an old book. It's called a McGuffey Eclectic Reader. They were first used in 1836, and they're just incredible little things. Mine is so well worn, it needs really duct tape. But this was used for children in grades 1 through 6. They taught them how to read, to articulate, whether or not to put emphasis on a word or a phrase. These books taught how to delineate the meaning of a vocabulary word or a complex subject. The passages in these books, remind us, wow, of a time when our nation was learning to read, and that was like paramount. Depending on your age, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, or maybe your parents, I mean, they didn't have a laptop. They didn't have a TV. They didn't have a smartphone. They may not have even had a calculator. They probably had a pen and a pencil and a sharpener. But what they really had was their imagination. And they had their books, their dictionaries, and their words. Less than 100 years ago, here's an example of what they were taught. These are paragraphs from pages 174 and 175 in the 1922 McGuffey's Eclectic Third Reader. It was published by the Winthrop B. Smith and Company in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1922. This is what they read. A taste for reading is an effectual preservative from vice. Next to the fear of God implanted in the heart, nothing is a better safeguard to the character than the love of good books. They are the handmaids of virtue and religion. They quicken our sense of duty. They unfold our responsibilities. They strengthen and conform our habits. Books inspire us in the love of what is right and useful, and teach us to look with disgust upon which is low, groveling, and vicious. The high value of mental education is another weighty motive for giving attendance to reading. What is it that mainly distinguishes a man from a brute? Knowledge. What makes the vast difference between a savage and civilized nation? Knowledge. What forms the principal difference between men as they appear in society? Knowledge. Knowledge is power. It is the philosopher's stone. The true alchemy that turns everything it touches into gold. It is the scepter. It gives us dominion over nature. The key that unlocks the storehouse of creation and opens the treasures of the universe. That comes from a book from 1922 that was used to teach children between the ages of 1 and 6 in our schools in America. The McGuffey's Eclectic Readers. Only 95 years ago, less than 100 years ago, two generations ago. And think about what's happened in the schools. I mean, it boggles the mind to think that the ability to read and write and imagine and do has been, you know, taken away, put it into a computer. Children in kindergarten are given computers. I mean, many in my age were taught to read with phonics. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for that. But I just wanted to share that from 1922. That's how far we've come. And we need to get back to some of these wonderful principles. You know, Daniel talks a lot. You know, download that Bill of Rights and put it on your refrigerator and learn it and say it and grab it back. Grab it back. Hold on to it. Knowledge is power. And it's all about about the truth. That's what the Power Hour Nation is all about. As I said, coming up in the second hour, we're going to be speaking with Alan Gossett, the owner and CEO of Aquanetics H2O. That's also offered on the Power Mall. And then in hour number three, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Phone calls will be welcome, and she'll be telling you the secrets of your name. Maybe you tried to call in before and couldn't get in, and maybe you'll be able to this time. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back after the break. Power Hour Nation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back to the Power Hour on the seventh day of this month. I'm just so grateful to be here, grateful for breath, grateful for Catherine, too. Just been so kind, making sure I get information and helping me in any way she can. Thank you to Daniel, who will be here back next week. They've been doing a lot of traveling. He's been and his family in a lot of airplanes, and I really appreciate the encouragement and the confidence in allowing me to sit in this chair that is of the Power Hour and the Power Hour Nation. By the way, the Power Mall is open, and you can also, if you go to Numana.com, Numana products are 10% off. The Power Mall number, 877-817-9829. Again, 877-817-9829. As Joyce says, said, and will say, buy from the good guys. We do have free shipping from the Power Mall for a limited time, and more products are coming online all the time. Daniel asked me specifically to tell you just how thankful he is for your kind patience during all of these transitions that have been difficult for everyone. North American Urban Spice is up. You heard Jerry Peterman the other day talk about his Time Challenger, the Vitamir products. There's a special on Living Streams. Spend $100 on Living Streams probiotic products and get a free bottle of Chabad. And in the second hour, of course, I've mentioned we'll be chatting with Alan Goss, but the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. This is a segment of the news that's a little bit longer, and I'm going to have a comment a little bit later. We're going to be talking about the G20 and what Angela Merkel is doing there, and we might be able to call in and make a comment on that. Microsoft plans to cut thousands of jobs, with the majority of them outside the United States. A person familiar with the matters told Reuters. Reuters reported that Microsoft will undergo a reorganization that would impact its sales and marketing teams. The company is doubling down on its fast-growing cloud business. Boy, I tell you what, that cloud, G5, that rollout without it, I just, maybe we'll have to talk about that another day, but that kind of technology and those kinds of frequencies, just dangerous. When the FCC chairman announced the G5, you could just see in his eyes, talking about the billions of dollars and there's no need to do any testing. This cloud thing, you know, got to have it for the Internet of Everything so your refrigerator can spy on you. Microsoft shares were down just 0.7%. Yesterday, the Redmond, Washington-based company employs about 120,000 people globally, and sales and marketing teams account for about 20%, according to the website. Well, there were estimates of 100,000 people streaming across Europe to enter Hamburg, Germany, to protest those G20 talks, which began. But CNN reported that those numbers were exaggerated, and the actual number of folks that came to say no were numbered between 8,000 to 12,000. Most actually came to protest, and they were peaceful. But there were hardcore agitators that you'll get to see on television if you watch it, with masks, and they threw smoke bombs and bottles at police and started fires in vehicles, and the police were out in full gear, and they responded with water cannons, but 76 officers were wounded. According to the Telegraph, the G20 group accounts for 85% of the world's GDP and two-thirds of its population. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet for the first time. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, according to the Council on Foreign Relations, is described as wanting to reaffirm a commitment to free trade and to specifically push the UN 2030 agenda for sustainable development. Now, as you know, that's basically a blueprint for a global dictatorship. You can find these 17 sustainable development goals online. They were adopted by the United Nations 2 years ago, 2015, in the ninth month. Here's just one paragraph of the document when they all signed this, and we can really thank the Donald Trump got out of those Paris Peace Accords, because the whole idea of the global warming cabal and the idea of controlling carbon, that's one of the kingpins of this, you know, control grid thing that they're doing. But here's what they wrote back in 2015. This is what they agreed to. We resolve between now and 2030 to end poverty and hunger everywhere, to combat inequalities within and among all countries, to build peaceful, just, and inclusive societies. Maybe that means they'll get rid of anybody that doesn't agree with them. To protect human rights and promote gender equality and the empowerment of women and girls, and to ensure lasting protection of the planet and all of its natural resources. We resolve to create conditions for sustainable, inclusive, sustained economic growth, shared prosperity, decent work for all, even the robots, taking into account different levels of national development and capacities, and they didn't write, and how much money each nation can put in the fund. But I'm sure many of our listeners are very aware and have feelings about Agenda 21, which has been morphed into Agenda 2030 with 17 very specific goals, the first two of which are to end poverty completely and end hunger everywhere. So if you have a comment about Agenda 2030 or Agenda 21, or you want to share, you know, some insight, you might know a little bit more, just, you know, a brief comment, you can call 855-995-6923. Blake will be, I guess I'm telling you now, Blake, hope maybe a few people will call, 855-955-6923, just specifically your feelings, just brief, on Agenda 2030. I believe that used to be called Agenda 21, which means they maybe moved back their plans. Renewable energy surges past nuclear for the first time in decades. For the first time, the United States got more electricity from renewable resources than nuclear power. In 2 months of this year, the U.S. Energy Administration said yesterday that electricity production from utility-scale renewable sources exceeded nuclear generation in both March and April in the most recent months for which the data is available. They've done that since 1984. The growth in renewables was fueled by scores of new wind turbines and solar farms, as well as this recent increase electric power, and the heavy snow and rain in western states last winter. More than 60% of all utility-scale electricity generating capacity came online last year, and that was from wind and solar. Going to Montana, a 5.8 magnitude earthquake hit 5.6 miles southeast of Lincoln, Montana, at a shallow depth of about 2.6 miles, the U.S. Geological Survey reported. Yesterday, local media reports said the quake was felt in Kalispell, in Boulder, Henna, Choctaw, and beyond. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center earlier reported the quake with a magnitude of 6.0. There have been no reports of injuries or damages so far. The magnitude quake 4.5 was reported just within a half an hour of the bigger one. The Missoula Police Department official Mick McCarthy told local media that they received some calls related to medical requirements, but no power outages or gas leaks or anything like that. From Truthdig, the Holly Lobby Stores agreed to pay $3 million for fines because they had to forfeit thousands of ancient Iraqi religious artifacts smuggled from the Middle East that the government alleges were intentionally mislabeled for import, federal prosecutors said. The Oklahoma City-based craft store chain's devout Christian owners have long shown an interest in biblical Middle East and started to collect artifacts from the region in 2009. I'm sure many of you remember the very beginning of the Iraq War. Museum there was ravaged, and you can't imagine the things that were stolen and destroyed and where they went and how they got to where they, obviously some of these ended up in Hobby Lobby possession. Steve Green is the owner of one of the largest collections of religious artifacts in the world and is building a museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. It's due to open this fall. He said in a statement that the company cooperated with the government and should have exercised more oversight and carefully questioned how these acquisitions were handled. Hobby Lobby executed an agreement to purchase over 5,500 artifacts in the last month of 2010 for $1.6 million. That doesn't seem really like a lot of money for 5,500 artifacts of antiquity. But nonetheless, the prosecutor said the acquisition was fraught with red flags and that the packages bore shipping labels that described their contents as ceramic tiles. A South Florida judge ruled that the FBI is not improperly withholding information about the funding of the 9/11 attacks after journalists tried to uncover connections between the hijackers and Saudis living in Florida. Florida Bulldog is an organization of investigative journalists, and they've been investigating connections between the Saudis living in the U.S. and the hijackers who crashed the planes in the Twin Towers and the Pentagon in 2011. 15 of the 19 hijackers, they say, from the Daily Sheeple, were Saudi Arabian, and the judge ruled the FBI could keep secret portions of that 60-page document. And the Florida Bulldog sued the FBI in June 2016 for the records from the 9/11 Review Commission. A redacted version of the 9/11 overview was released by the FBI in February. You know, that happened, what, 16 years ago? 16 years ago, and after a lot of reflection, weren't the planes, if they were planes, wasn't that, in a sense, planes don't explode and melt molten steel? Even thermite, in the buildings, they collapsed into dust. 110 stories collapsed into dust. I mean, I'm sure many people have had years, we've all had years to reflect on that day, and our nation has just changed since that day. I mean, think about the Homeland Security, the Director of National Intelligence, these types of things. I don't talk about it much. It grieves my heart to such a great extent of what's happened. Energy weapons probably played a part as well. Dr. Judy Wood. Blake, I believe we had someone online, and I didn't quite catch that name. Joe in Arkansas. Joe, did you have a comment about 2030?
I did have a comment about Agenda 2030. That's this. It seems to me something that seems to me might help in opposing Agenda 2030 is that it seems like the people that are for the Agenda 2030 have got together a very clear idea in their minds and a very clear statement that they put in front of the people of what they want. And, of course, I think the nice-sounding agenda that they put in front of the people is very deceptive, and what they really want is something else. But it seems like the people that are opposing Agenda 2030 have never sort of come together on any kind of clear idea to put in front of the people of the world of what sort of world do we want instead. You know, something that seems to me might help is if the people that are opposing Agenda 2030 could come up with some kind of statement of what's, saying this is the 2030 plan, this is what the, elitists, the globalists, this is the kind of world that they want, and then this is what we want, and to my mind, it seems like what the people opposing the Agenda 2030 want is something like the Bill of Rights, something like the United States Bill of Rights for everybody in the world, and a free enterprise competitive economic system and so on like that, and where everybody has opportunity, but there's not a lot of handouts and welfare and free stuff and so on like that given to everybody, but everybody has good opportunity to earn what they need and so on like that. It seems to me that it might help in opposing Agenda 2030 if some kind of clear statement, could be put in front of the people of here is what the people promoting Agenda 2030 want. This is the kind of world that they want to create. And now this is the kind of world that we want. Choose which one do you like better?
I think that's an excellent idea, and it's like writing the vision down and making it plain. I know Daniel would be thrilled with that because he wants everybody to download that Bill of Rights from the Power Hour. Thank you so much for phoning in and sharing your thoughts.
Okay,
we're going to go to John in Texas.
Yes, ma'am. I think the agenda is just a form of ideas, and they need everyone to fall into them. I don't think people understand Trump and how valuable he was pulling us out of the TPP with carbon taxes. I mean, just that alone, just him being in office, I don't care what else he does after that, just him doing that alone is monumental. If people understand the value that the UN put on those taxes to fund all their programs and get everything moving in the direction that they want.
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much for your comments. Yes, I agree. Pulling out of that Paris Accord and the TPP, excellent. Just really good. That was a good move on him. Thank you, John, for calling. We have Renee in North Carolina.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. They lie to people to get people on board for their agenda. I mean, if I didn't know better, they say people, we want to wipe out hunger worldwide. well, that sounds noble. I could get on board for that if I didn't know they were lying. This is a perpetual, this kind of statement. You have to remember, Prince Philip of Britain said he wanted to come back as a virus to kill people. So you have to remember the kinds of people who are lying to people to say these things. You know, we've forgotten much of the stuff that G. Edward Griffin and Carol Quigley and Webster Tarpley told us about who are the major players in this New World Order, and it is the Anglo-American Empire. All you have to do is remember what Prince Philip said about wanting to be a virus, which is worse than anything that Hitler ever said. Okay, so the thing is to remember who is behind all this, and they lie to us with these, quote, noble things they say, that if you dig deep into the writings of Carol Quigley and Tragedy and Hope and stuff, their intentions are anything but honorable. They're trying to starve the poor, not feed them.
Renee, I thank you so much for your comments. There's definitely Orwellian speak at work. Renee, thank you so much for calling into the Power Hour. And thank you, John, and I believe it was another John, but please forgive me. I'm new at this, and Blake's in my ear, so I appreciate so much your kind forbearance and your patience. You're listening to the Power Hour. You are the Power Hour Nation, looking for truth, looking for knowledge, looking for freedom, and to tear down these strongholds of evil that are surrounding us in our world. We'll be back pretty soon after the break, and just maybe talk about those mosquitoes that are coming into town with the West Nile, what you can do about that. And of course, Alan Gossett will be here with the Hydro Pack on that second hour. Thank you so much for calling in and being a part.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So happy to be able to be here today. I'm filling in all 3 hours today. Daniel has entrusted me with that, and I'm so honored. And thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Blake. Thank you, Power Hour Nation. I'm learning the ropes and hope to be a part with you as we move forward to, like I said, seek the truth and tear down some of these strongholds around us. Now, we had, I believe, Joe from Ohio who wanted to weigh in on 2030. Joe, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Sam, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, had a little bit of static, but can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you very clearly.
Okay, well, first of all, of course, thank you for everything you're doing. You took over for, of course, Joyce, and she's going to be missed. Very much we enjoyed listening to her, but as we move on, you were speaking about Agenda 30, and I believe earlier you had mentioned something about Google.
That's right, yes.
This always comes into my mind when I was younger. I'm 60 years old, but there was a little bit of a song that maybe you recall it. I believe Jimmy Durante, old Jimmy Durante. Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
I remember Jimmy Durante.
Barney Google with the googly eyes. Remember that song?
With goo goo googly eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
I do. Well, I mean, yes, I don't want to admit it, but yes.
And I haven't heard that probably since I was born in 57. I probably haven't heard that since the early 60s. I remember some of the older shows, and I remember, I think, him singing that, maybe vaudeville or something like that. But that would be something to consider if you could use that to kind of lead into when you speak about Google.
That's a great idea. That's a great, that's just wonderful. Thank you so much. What do you think about Google in 2030?
Well, I tell you what, we don't have a computer any longer. We're not online.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like you said earlier, people, especially children, when they're being educated,
yes,
they shouldn't touch a computer until they're probably, you know, sixth or seventh grade, but go back to the real education and the phonics and the reading, writing, arithmetic, get them to think for themselves, pencil and paper, write it down, memorization, things like that, because I see children with 4 or 5 years old, and they've got computers, and they're playing games, and the first thing they get off the school bus, they want to run in there and play a game on a computer. And that's what's wrong is they're not letting the kids be kids. They're programming them. And anyway, that's my 2 cents. But thank you again, and Daniel, too. You guys are doing a great job. And God bless Joyce. Fantastic person. I've called before a couple of times. But anyway, keep up the good work, okay?
Well, thank you, Joe from Ohio. Such kind words and absolutely true. If you have grandchildren or young children that do have those computers, when they come to your house, perhaps you can sit down and read them a book. I mean, there are proactive things we can do. Joe, you're so right. Thank you so much for calling in today. You're listening to The Power Hour, and I thank you, listeners, for phoning in and sharing your ideas. We're almost up to the top of the hour. We're going to have, of course, next hour, that wonderful man is going to be talking about how to get clean water. Alan Gossett, how to get clean water, and he'll be there. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Nile virus mosquitoes. I'm not sure if I have enough time, but let's just say that surveillance traps have found a few in California, Mississippi, Wisconsin, and Colorado, and some of those counties are still telling people to spray with DEET, which is no. In 2016, there were 2,038 cases of the virus. If you're above age 60, you're at a higher risk, but maybe we can do this story tomorrow to talk.